Hello, is this Christopher?
Yes, this is.
Hi,
Paul?
Mr. Alvarez. Yes, sir. Hi, happy Wednesday. How's your day going so far?
Oh, it's going great. It's a little rainy on our end, so
Right. Waiting
to see what this weather's going to do here for the next few days.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I guess you got my voicemail, right?
I got the text message.
Okay, the text. Okay, yeah. So I did leave a voicemail as well, but I did want to follow up with you. Of course, I want to answer any questions that you might still have, but I know you were also waiting to get paid for a job that you did.
Yes, and I was able to collect a little bit, so yeah, we're able to move forward. And what was it, the $300 that you needed today?
It's exactly $299. That's to the penny. It's never going to be even a penny more. So there's no hidden taxes. There's no hidden fees. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profit. So it's simple, straightforward pricing. Now, the business, I believe the way you want it branded online is Alvarez Painting, right?
Yes.
Okay. No Inc. Co. or LLC after that. And then your business is, you're service-based, right? Meaning that you only go to the customer. No one ever comes to you, so there's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar, showroom, or location that you want the public to know about, right?
That is correct.
So I have an address on file, though. We don't want to promote it, but the 2608 North Main Street, is that your residence?
No, that is a P.O. box that I have for UPS. Yeah, it's a P.O.
box.
Got it.
And that's the B number 122. So,
yes.
You know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run out of the truck, run from the home. Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront. They don't want to list a street address for you because, you know, that would give people an ability to go to that address. Google doesn't want anyone knocking on your front door at home. Of course, you're out in the field most days. And then the chris.alvarezpainting@gmail.com, that's a good email address both
yes.
for us to contact you, and we can put that on the website as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we are going to build a website for you. The website is going to be included. The initial construction of the website, the hosting, the maintenance is all included at no additional cost. I think I mentioned before that you'll have access to a website editor tool that's part of your client dashboard, which includes your tracking system, so the success of the account, print out invoices for tax purposes, etc. You'll also have access to the website editor tool. If you want to make changes to the website or if you just want us to take care of everything, there's never any additional cost for that. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, the next step is to schedule what's called a client interview. And it's exactly like it sounds. One of our expert Google-trained technicians will speak with you in detail about your company, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we do take care of that in a follow-up call. Oh, I did want to do one other thing, and that is to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question. If anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Alvarez Painting, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And then even more important, Christopher, if you get a call from someone who identifies themselves as either Google or Local Splash, they would need to know that information. And if they can't give it to you basically immediately, then you should not entertain that phone call. And if anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, of course that would not be us. You should not speak with them. It is exactly $299. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
We could do first pet's name.
First pet, and then what is the answer?
Lucky.
Lucky, L-U-C-K-Y?
Yep.
Okay, I have to type it in twice. And then it is exactly $299. I was actually able to waive the initial setup fee that would normally attach to the first month, so it's just the $299 out the door. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you?
I'll have that come out as a, let's see. Oh, where did she put the card? Babe. Pam. Where's the card?
Oh.
What do I have it come out of? Yeah, First National, all right. Just bear with me.
No problem.
All right. It is a MasterCard.
MasterCard. Is it your name on the card, first and last, any middle initial, or the business name?
It's my wife's name.
Okay, and she's there as well. And how do you spell her name?
Pamela, P-A-M, as in mother, E-L-A.
Pamela, same last name?
Yes.
A-L-V-A-R-E-S, right?
E-Z.
E-Z, okay. For some reason, when you spoke with Mary, she did put that as an S. So I will correct that. A-L-V-A-R-E-Z. I'm glad I did clarify. I had a feeling I had to ask. You said it was a MasterCard, so that should start with a 5. All MasterCards.
Yes.
So I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
All right, 5109-1199.
Okay.
9880-3065.
And then the expiration month and year?
05/28.
05/2028. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
156.
I've got 156, 156 on the back. I've got May or 05 of 2028 for the expiration date. And then, Christopher, was the card itself 5109-1199-9880-3065?
Yes.
And then what is the billing address of that card?
It is 2608. North Main Street.
Okay.
Suite B.
You said B
box
like
122.
Boy.
Yeah, B as in boy.
Okay.
And then that's Belton, Texas.
Is that
76513?
76513, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. And then I just wanted to clarify and verify, is your name C-R-I-S-T-O-F-E-R?
No, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R.
That's what I thought. Mary got a little creative with her spelling, so I just added that. So C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, Paul, let me ask you, so if there comes in a case where I'm not able to make it for a couple months, now am I able to stop the membership and then pick back up right at where I left off?
Yeah, so in that case, we would be pausing it. You can stop at any time altogether if you wanted to, but you can also pause it.
Okay.
You can pause it if you need to go on vacation, if you get more work than you can handle. You can pause it seasonally if necessary, or if for some reason, you know, you want to allocate resources elsewhere, you can pause it. We don't take anything down, but this does include paid Facebook ads. It's included. You're not paying per click or anything like that. So that would be the one thing that we would stop, because obviously we're paying Facebook out of that $299. So,
yes.
You know, if everything's paused, billing is paused, Facebook ads paused too. We don't take anything down, though, but of course we pause the updating and optimizing. And, you know, it really won't affect your placement until about 4 months in. So, like, if you were to pause it seasonally for 4 months, at that point in time, it doesn't happen immediately, it doesn't happen quickly, but your placement for certain keywords will slowly start to trickle off the first page. It wouldn't happen for all keywords, but for certain more competitive keywords without us continue to update and optimize things. After a few months, you slowly start to fall off the first page. It's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle, you get to a downhill. Of course, you're going to stop pedaling because you know you're going to keep going, even pick up speed for a little bit. But then, you know, after a while, without us putting in the work, you will slowly see your placement decrease a little bit. But like I said, unless it's paused for more than 4 or 5 months at a time, you really shouldn't see that happening. Need to read what's called a voice verification. Because we are a Google Premier partner, it is required of us. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. And then the billing address that you gave me, that's a P.O. box as well, right? That's the same P.O. box that we have already on file?
Yes.
Okay. So
yeah, 2608.
You do already have the is there a Google business profile for your business yet or not?
I have sent one up already, yes.
You have sent one up, okay.
Yes.
So just in case, oh, there it is. And so far, of course, there's no website or any reviews on there. Belton and the nearby areas, we'll help you get reviews, especially once the website is active. We'll send you a link to the review tab, and then, of course, your happy, satisfied clients can click on that link. It takes about 5 seconds if they just want to give you a star rating, 5 minutes if they want to write a few kind words, but that makes it as easy as possible for them to leave that review, and, of course, it populates where it benefits you the most, which is right on your Google listing. Now, of course, when you were verified, Google would not accept a post office box. Just in case we need to verify things, I'm sure it was your home address. What is that address?
1099 Shadow Creek Boulevard.
Shadow Creek.
Uh-huh.
And then the zip code?
78610.
78610. Perfect. So, like I said, I am, because we are a Google Premier partner. You said that was 1099 Shadow Creek?
Yes.
Okay. So, because we are a Google Premier partner, I'm required to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a flat rate, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we've waived your setup fee, et cetera, that we're actually including the website. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, though, actually pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Alvarez Painting.
That is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Christopher Alvarez, owner-operator.
And Christopher, as the owner-operator for Alvarez Painting, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Between you and your wife, I'm sure you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing billing information that you did provide, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. And now it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And this is because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Christopher, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. It does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of HomeAdvisor or Angie, and there's not any direct conflict there. There's a couple of reasons that we ask. I mean, first of all, with all the content we will be creating for Alvarez Painting, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or maybe even more important, part of our job is to make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. Now, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that information is accurate. Christopher, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
We actually will do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Now, we do, of course, ask that you submit any necessary documentation, anything that helps us to kind of reassure Google that you are a real, active, legitimate business performing these services in the area. So anything like, proof of your licenses or insurance if you have it, it's not necessarily required. Photos of your service vehicle, a business card, anything like that, photos of tools and equipment, all of that does help. We do ask that you kindly submit these documents within the first 7 days, as failure to do that might result in delay. So would you agree to submit these items within the first 7 days?
Yes.
Perfect. That's perfect. Like I said, it is a flat rate. We've reduced the cost of the service. We've waived your setup fee. We are including the website. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I am going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 21st of January, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And that $299 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. As I mentioned, there's no hidden taxes, no hidden fees. There's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook paid ads are included, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website, Mr. Alvarez, is included at no cost, and again, that means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, your agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 21st of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, of course, you know, the first month is going to be good. The second month is going to be better. With any form of advertising, we do want you to give it the opportunity to really work for you. You can, however, discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. You must speak with a live agent. And, of course, as I mentioned, you can pause your service, too. Now, if you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee does apply. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Alvarez, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Christopher, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
So there is a contract. It's early termination of 3 months.
There's no actual contract, but there is an early termination fee. Now, I don't understand the exact distinction of that, but the way the cancel the termination fee, the $299, $199 goes to us. The other $100 goes directly to Facebook. So every month that you pay, in fact, $199 comes off of that termination fee. So it starts at $597, which is 3 months times $199. Every month that you're with us, $199 comes off of that. So it's a vanishing, not just diminishing, but completely vanishing termination fee. It really is designed just for you to give it the opportunity that it takes for you to see the full return on your investment, and actually for us too. I mean, at $299 with $100 going to Facebook ads every month, with us building out that website for you, we would actually lose money if you canceled in that first, second, or third month. We've kept our doors open for more than 21 years. We started in 2004. It's only very recently, within the last 6 months or so, that we have even instigated this early termination fee. And it's really just so people don't pull the parachute ripcord before they jump out of the plane. I mean, we really want you to give it the opportunity to work, because it does take a little bit of time, and some of it is out of our hands. We are a Google Premier partner, but some of it is on Google's time frame. So we will submit everything today and set everything up to start getting you Google verified. That does take sometimes 5 to 10 business days. But like I said, it's really on Google's end how fast that's going to happen. But we will, of course, submit everything and make sure that Google knows you're a real active business, so that you can have that active Google business profile. But that's full disclosure on the early termination fee.
Okay. Other question I had, as far as the photos being sent to you. Mm-hmm. So my truck is currently in the shop right now, Paul.
Okay.
I got into a wreck, so I can't get pictures of my truck.
Okay. No.
Yeah, but I mean, it's going to get taken care of.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
I might have a photo of the back windshield when I had the back windshield. Okay. I had a decal put on the back windshield.
Ah, okay.
So gotcha. I don't know if that helps. So it says Alvarez hanging on the back windshield.
Yeah, that does help. Yeah, any branding of the business and things like that, even if it's not like the full vehicle, that actually does help, because it's clearly on a work vehicle and it clearly is branding your business. So that actually would help. And like I said, it doesn't have to be everything. Anything you can send our way is definitely going to help, and then we can always add things later on, whether it's to kind of provide supporting documents to Google, or if it's to add to your website or any other places that we can put photos. Now, you're going to get in a minute or so here a confirmation email. It's actually your welcome email. It does have our client support phone number, hours of operation, the support email. The support email is support@localsplash.com, and that's really the only email that you need, although the photos team has their own email, of course. It's photos@localsplash.com. But if you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to get you that information right now. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the toll-free is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day, unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they'll follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply, like I said, support@localsplash.com. You'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. Now, I'm putting in a couple of notes here. I did want to ask you, are you bilingual, English and Spanish?
Yes, I am.
You are. Okay. I'll click that box. We do have bilingual agents both in client support and in the client interview team, so I'll put that down here. Now, I'm going to pull up that client interview calendar to see what is available. We do try to do our client interviews the same day. Actually, we do our client interviews first day, second day, or third day. So if we can do the client interview today, that expedites the process of getting things going here. Within the first 5 to 7 business days is when you'll have full access to your client dashboard, because that's when everything, all of the directories will be submitted. Now, they do want us to say 7 to 14 days for your website and your Facebook ads to be up and active. Now, really, your Facebook ads are just waiting for your website, something to attach to, and my experience is that it usually only takes about 7 to 10 days for your website to get up. Once it's up, it stays up, even if we're making changes to it. And again, like I said, the maintenance and updating is always included. Your website will never come down, even if we're making extensive changes. Now, days 45 through 60, that's when everything is firing on all cylinders. You're throughout your service area for all of your keywords, ranking increasing over time, and of course, whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, we continue to provide reporting, support, updates, etc. Now, for your follow-up call, we schedule by the half hour, but the call itself usually takes about 35, 40 minutes, so they do overlap. You don't necessarily need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Let me just refresh the calendar here and see what shows for today. Okay, so, we have 1 o'clock. We have one spot still available today. That's 1 o'clock. If that works for you, we'll go ahead and grab that. If not, we'll take a look at what's available tomorrow. Would you be available today after a couple minutes after 1 o'clock?
Yeah, I could do 1 o'clock.
Okay, perfect. We're going to schedule it for 1. The call itself, like I said, will be scheduled from 1 until 2, but it usually only takes about, 30, 40 minutes. You don't necessarily even need to be in front of a computer for that particular call, kind of just off the top of your head questions that I mentioned before and a couple of others. At noon, you're going to receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 1, and I'm just about to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite really is just for your records. You do not need to respond to it. Now, just to give my client interview technician a little bit of a head start, are you going to be wanting to be found like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Different hours for Saturday, or are they going to be the same?
Same hours.
Same hours? Is that
7
like
to 5.
7 to 5, I was just about to ask. So 7 to 5, Monday through Saturday. Are you currently taking anything other than cash and check, anything like credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
I do credit card, Venmo, Cash App, and then cash and check.
So you said Venmo, you said PayPal too, and Cash App?
Not PayPal, just Cash
not
App.
Not PayPal. So credit card, cash and check, Venmo, and Cash App.
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. And then you should have received, let me just refresh real quick, you should have received those emails. Our emails get sent in bulk every couple of minutes here, so let me just make sure that you've gotten those emails sent out to you. So the welcome email is important, not just because it has our client support information. Honestly, most of our emails do. But the welcome email is important because it does have your login credentials, your username and your password. Now, it is on your welcome email. Your username is your phone number, and it is set in our system. So you can't change your username, but we've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. The area code is included, but it's just numbers. So there's no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So, of course, that makes your username 512-661-9891. Currently, your default password is the Yahoo, T-H-E-Y-A-H-O-O, all lowercase, no space. You can change your default password. Now, our system has in the queue an email that, and it hasn't been sent yet, an email that's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. And that's where, like I said, anything on that list will help us. You don't have to send everything. There is another email, and this one I actually do want you to take a look at. It says local splash initial invoice. If you open it up, it's going to say, hello, Christopher. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below, etc. And then towards the bottom of the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Mr. Alvarez, do you see those two words, click here?
Yes.
Okay, so click on the click here. It's hyperlinked to the terms of experience, everything that we just went over a couple of minutes ago in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll through what starts, at least for me, a blue screen, services offered as a Google Business Profile, optimization, etc. Now, obviously, I don't want to walk you through everything. I know you're pretty busy. Google, though, is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 will choose Bing instead of Google, so we do want to make sure you're listed there as well. We'll mirror the content on Bing. Again, like I said, Siri on a smartphone, Apple Maps, the Facebook ads are included as well. We are doing the website. Now, you'll see those three boxes. We want you to click all three of them, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, one that you certify that you are the authorized holder and signer of the card, and the other that you acknowledge that the payments are automatic and recurring. Now, since it is your wife's name on the card, click in the box and type in or copy and paste Pamela Alvarez. It really is usually case sensitive just for the first name, but if you want to just capitalize the P and the A, once you've got that in the box, click the confirm signature. And that does a few things. It, of course, lets us know that you know that it's the flat rate, that we have waived your setup fee, reduced the cost, that we're including the website. It will also allow us to do the initial MapW audit. So even before your client interview, we can get started on things. Looks like you're successful in doing that. It'll probably take you to a login screen, but you don't have to do the next step. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first. But once your tracking system is live, you'll get by confirmation email and text, and again, a reminder of your login credentials. Your tracking system updates throughout the day, so it's almost real-time reporting. You do have 24/7 access to that. Other than that, you're all set and squared away for that follow-up call at 1 o'clock. If I am in between phone calls, I'll join the beginning part of that to say a quick hello to you and introduce you to your technician. I do try to keep my phone line open when I have a scheduled interview with one of my clients, but I might be on a call, you know, long before that and still on it, so I never know. But if I am available, and I certainly hope that I am, then I'll be able to join that conversation. So I did want to take this moment, though, now to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get everything going for you here. Looking forward to getting that website up and active in front of more eyes and getting your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time.
Yes, sir. No, I do appreciate you, Paul. You've been a great help throughout this whole process.
I appreciate that. It's coming up quick. April 17th will be my 13th anniversary. So I really do.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And like I said, we've been around since 2004. I know you're going to be in really good hands with us, and we are looking forward to helping you get the calls and the jobs that you're looking for in 2026 and perhaps beyond. But you have a great rest of the day. We'll actually be calling you, like I said, at 1 o'clock. Just a couple hours from now.
Okay, not a problem. Look forward to it.
Thank you, Christopher. Mr. Alvarez, we'll be talking to you soon. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.